Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Audio. Welcome to another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm currently in Ghana, away from Chinese best friend that will be together in spirit and in health.
In first Liga news, the Los Angeles Lakers signed every free agent from the 2003 NBA draft. They should just change their name to the Los Angeles Retirees. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia 76ers tried to trade Ben Simmons for 3 NBA All-Star picks, 14 first-round draft picks, not to forget a signed autographed jersey of Michael Jordan and a Bible signed by Jesus Christ himself, and got absolutely nothing. The Sixers must realize at this point the only value Ben Simmons has is sentimental value. In final nigga news, O.J. Simpson, a.k.a. O.J. Simpleton, said in a new interview that he cannot go back to L.A. because he could be sitting next to the person that killed his ex-wife. My nigga, if you are sitting next to the person who killed your ex-wife, you will be having an out-of-body experience. You snitch on yourself more than rappers on Instagram. You keep talking about it, and then we are trying to forget about it. At this point, even Stevie Wonder could see that you did this shit. OJ, you stand for why this nigga out of jail. Rawr.
Yeah. And one thing about Nigerian artists, Nigerian definitely support each other so much. And when I first started doing stand-up, the first set of Africans I performed for were Nigerians. Mm-hmm.
I saw clips of.
So I did the first one, and every Nigerian at one point they thought I was Nigerian.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, I'm not gonna tell them I'm not. I'm gonna get this Nigerian money, and it was booking me almost every year, you know, because I was like the only comic, you know, with African descent that was mm-hmm. really doing it. So
and your outfit then used to come on set with dashiki.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that. Mike,
barefoot.
You called barefoot, man. But I told a story how I even went as far as, you know, putting on the garb. When I first started stand up, you know, I went on stage dressed regular, you know, still had a little slight accent mm-hmm. because, you know, I've been in America for a few years, and I'll go on stage and I'll tell the joke, and the joke was just average. And I remember one night I was on stage and I did a joke about a family member and brought out the accent harder, and the crowd laughed at everything I said in the accent. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna do my just
create. Yeah,
just, I'm gonna bring itself. This nigga back to bring whole Africa out of me. So I started talking, you know, brought out my accent more, and then threw the garb on. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go village Africa. Took the shoes off, went on stage barefooted. My career jumped to the next level.
Yeah. When did you get the title Michael Blackson, the African King of Comedy? What year was this?
That was 1998. That's when I wrote 1998. I was backstage at Comic View.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what's going to be my phrase. Like, prior to Comic View, I would go on stage and be like, hey, you motherfucker, you punk bitch motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is BT. I can't say motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm in backstage. I'm like, what the fuck I'm going to replace motherfucker with? I'm like, Motherfucker! You a motherfucker! You motherfucker! You motherfucker! Dentist, you motherfucker!
Wow.
Jay Brown, you motherfucker! Everybody became a motherfucker.
What happened to your personal trainer? Like, you used to actually work out out here.
I did.
Like,
yeah,
what
he
happened?
Did for like two I times. Got,
yeah.
I was there.
And I saw improvements too. Like, and you stopped. I was like,
I know. I'm going to go back to it.
He was complaining. He was crying.
Oh, no, I did. These personal trainers try to do too much.
Yeah, he was trying to kill
I'll
him.
Train
he tried to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger in one day. Yeah. In one day, he's going to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He started crying. Real life crying.
I'm like, let me work my way up. Get me from Rick Ross to Puffy Stomach. And then get me to Brian B. Michael B. Jordan, whatever the fuck their name is. Don't just turn me, don't take me from a crackhead to an unassociated nigga.
He wanted you like that in one day. I saw that.
In one day, I was like, motherfucker, I couldn't walk out the bed.
Oh,
I had to fire two personal trainers where they'd work you too much.
Oh, no.
And then my legs, I couldn't stand.
Yeah, you couldn't stand.
And then I had to go to show. I had to go do a show in 3 days, man. I was sore as hell. I was like, fuck you. You
was
fired.
It consistent? Were you training?
I said, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, ladies worry about me looking good. I just wrap my money around my dick, motherfucker. That's all we need. And what's up, motherfuckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Motherfucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, motherfucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Motherfucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I try to help. I try to see if she could teach Rada how to dance. Rada can dance for shit. Rada dance like she has two left feet. Or she has the gorilla glue on her body. That's how stiff Rada is. She's going to help.
She'd be
Rada.
Killing it. She'd be killing it.
Oh, you're going to teach Rada?
Yeah, I got it.
So, since wilding out, what's been going on? Like, what's up?
Well, I'm a full-time college student, so.
Okay. Hey, smart, intelligent. Guess what? You know, the thing about being an African, it's a must. We must go to college and we must finish. You have to do that for your parents. You know, even though you start doing entertainment and you say, okay, this entertainment is definitely for me. But you know, you want your parents to be proud of you at the end of the day, so you just got
to
finish.
Are you going to go back to college, Michael Blackson?
Listen. Okay. My mother is happy, all right, motherfucker. She like, Mike, you know what? You don't want to go to college? Fuck college, Mike. Just go to Western Union and send me this money, motherfucker.
Imagine if you get a DeVry University master's. She would be so happy, Mike.
Nah, motherfucker. My mom don't give a fuck. She just want that money sent to Western Union. She's at Western Union right now waiting. She's in Africa at the Western Union office texting me, Mike, I'm at the Western Union.
Yeah.
They said nothing is there yet. So yeah, she's at Western Union. I gotta send the money soon. You know, so your all natural body has never done nothing to your body, right?
No, never.
No new titty, no new ass.
Not yet. I mean, no.
What do you
not
want?
Yet. Well, I feel like when I'm done giving birth, I think I might.
Okay.
It's not fair.
To your titties.
Maybe.
Can you give us some of your E-cup?
I would love that.
I want to get a breast reduction, actually.
Oh. See, people are never happy. Like, some people have too much, you know, trying to get rid of some.
Yeah,
some
because I've been
none.
Having back problems.
Like, oh, you have real boobs?
Yes, my boobs are real, 100%.
Wow.
That's beautiful. What I heard with a lot of real boobs girls. They're tired of carrying the coconuts, Mike. Yeah.
How about the natural girls with the ass?
That's right. All natural ass. So, you know... I mean, being a guy and being dark skinned is a lot different than a woman, you know, and you're so gorgeous. And sometimes people's like, okay, like what are some of the compliments, non-compliments you've got being beautiful and dark, as if you're not supposed to be beautiful when you're dark? Like, what are the things people have said to you? Like,
people are mostly like surprised sometimes. Like, even being in LA for like 2 weeks now, I went to the barbershop to get my hair cut and everybody was just like, what the heck? Like, do we have girls like you here in LA? And I was like, what do you mean? You don't see chocolate girls here in LA? Like, they were all stunned. Like, for real, I had never seen many guys like surprised by how I look. Sometimes, but you're too pretty for a dark skinned girl. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
But that's the thing. But for
it's
many true, years.
Like, Atlanta, it's a lot more.
I think
well,
that's
what I mean.
To
well, Hollywood. Hollywood is like where you come to be a star, to make it in the next life, to become, you know, and in it throughout the years, you know, go way back to the 70s and 80s, they've never actually showed a dark skinned girl. They never, you know, just in the last few years, like, you know, we had Lupita. You know, but they've never really shown a leading woman. It's very hard to have a leading woman as a dark-skinned woman.
Right.
You know, they've always fed us with lighter complexion, all white, or lighter complexion, all white. And I think it's time to break that barrier.
Woo! It's time.
It's time. You know, but we know, and plus it's time of our life where, especially Black people, are looking for identity. You know, it's not like back in the day when we first, you know, when I was a kid in America, where it's all about being light skinned, this and that, and made fun of the dark. Now Everybody looking for identity. Now it's cool to be darker now. You know, so now is your time to shine. And Hollywood, you know, give our dark skin complexion women more roles. I mean, they are just as beautiful as any other person. I mean,
absolutely
more beautiful, you know, and natural beauty. So, yeah, Hollywood, stop fronting on my dark skin women, motherfucker. Get your shit together.
You have a lot to do with it, Michael Blackson.
For real.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the dark skin men, you know, we went through a rough time. And if we went through a rough time, the dark skin women went through a rougher time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were not released from prison. Pretty much like we was in a hiding, being dark skinned. We weren't released to like, you know, Wesley Snipes.
Right. Yeah.
New Jack City came out. I'm like, okay, that's a
gangster. Who's darker, Wesley Snipes or you?
I think I don't know. It's probably, we have to go to the High Go See competition and find out who wins. Okay. So it's like Wesley Snipes. And then people like Big Daddy Kane from back in the day. You know, and then came, you know, well, Flavor Flav is not a good example.
Akon.
Well, Akon. And, you know, and then I think those guys opened the doors once the show. You know, like, I think Wesley was one of the first one when he did New Jack City. Every woman wanted to fuck Wesley Snipes. Every woman wanted a gangster. They'd be like, okay, now gangsters associated with dark and this and that. So now, you know, sometimes just take one or two person just to break that barrier.
True.
You know, I think like, just like how Halle Berry broke the barrier for black female actress.
Yeah, I remember that.
To, you know, get James to the next Bond. Level. Right.
Yeah, James Bond.
You know, and then Lupita, you know, has helped the dark skin girls, you know, get jobs. You know, like, hey, there's a lot more of us that are beautiful and dark, you know.
Yes.
You know, just the same way Wesley Snipes and Big Daddy.
The guy that follows you on Instagram, Michael Blackson, Samuel L. Jackson. He made a lot to do with the dark skin community.
How the fuck do Samuel L. Jackson have to do with this Chinese best friend?
I mean, he had a great roles, big deal.
He's not. We don't. When we think about dark, we talk
light
about like
skin. He's dark.
He's not, but he's like 9 p.m. dark. I'm talking about like midnight, 1 a.m. motherfucker.
So what? I'm talking about.
I'm probably midnight. You 11:30 p.m. You know,
like she might be 12:48.
Nah, I got like a shade. I think.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And then you got like, you know, and then you have Akon who is like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, Flavor Flav who is like 1 a.m.
Oh yeah.
And
Flavor
then you Flav. You know, but fucking Samuel Jackson is 9 p.m. It's not even dark.
Yeah, but he break the acting barrier.
Why not? We're talking about the dark skin barrier, Chinese best friend. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.